All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them say it again. We're boom.
Love has come from God. Jesus. Let's talk Jesus. That's our forum, is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, our mixed panel of opinions and personalities will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go, not about what we can do, but to go and make disciples through our lives. The Bible tells us, Matthew 8:28-19, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things. I love that. All things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Yes, we know it. We confirmed it. We are in agreement. Jesus came to die for our sins on the cross. And through repentance and faith in him, we have an open way to experience eternal, everlasting life with the Father. Look at the word. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, yes. See, following Jesus, talking about Jesus, praying to be like Jesus, and practicing to become the Jesus in us always involves us sharing his love with others who need him. Oh, weren't you there one day when you needed him? See, the moment you meet Jesus, or let me make it personal, the moment I met Jesus, I immediately had the privilege to do the most important thing I could ever do, and that was tell somebody about his love. He'll send all type of people, which he has, some like, some unlike. But the thing of planting the seed of Jesus makes you different as well as the next person. We follow the call of Jesus that we sow seeds, and know it's our responsibility to embrace it as a privilege. Talking about him is a privilege. We don't do this just because we can. It's a privilege. To follow him is a privilege, because he is great and he is mighty, and the love that he has exemplified is the same message that through Jesus anyone has the right to the tree of life. Talking Jesus. Tonight is going to be, I pray, the most dynamic episode ever of Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, we're going to open up some old stories. We're going to ask some questions that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We're going to bring up some subjects that aren't even relevant any longer. But I just want to put it out there for the whole audience of our broadcast, our covenant partners, even if you're not on the flyer, I can put you on there. If you're going to be a part of this discussion of Let's Talk Jesus, this is a panel forum discussion, not anyone preaching, not even myself, unless I'm the only one on here. I have a word for you, and my backup will take you a whole 45 minutes. But from this point in this season, when you want to be a part of this discussion of Let's Talk Jesus, first, you just let me know. Pastor, I want to end on that, because it doesn't mean you have to be here every week. But when you're available, let's all get involved in the discussion. But since I've been ordained, I've been christened to found CEO and lead this movement. Let me start here. I've been so troubled in my spirit, and I'm over it now. But I've been so troubled in my spirit over Baton Rouge, number one, over Minnesota, over Florida, over California, over Texas, over every area that we have not celebrated but acknowledged when it was hot news. Police murdering. But then on top of that, us murdering each other and crime on crime and hate on hate and it's just so many things, the elections, and come on somebody, I know I'm not the only one that doesn't remember lupus and cancer awareness and this month and that month and this situation and that. We always rise. We're talking about Jesus tonight. This is a open forum. We're always talking about something when it comes alive to prevalent to others, because it gets hot in the news. But do we ever wonder, was there a conviction in Baton Rouge? What happened to the officer that what happened up north when those things have we and we've done, and Minister Terry, I know she's either working tonight, but she's provided the information that we can provide it to you. But have we really been about our Father's business? See, the subject tonight is called Stand. And you could say, Stan, what do you mean, Stan? It's just Stan. What about Jesus? Do we really stand on being about our Father's business? Because believe me, if Jesus would have just turned his attention in that moment and in a way, you know, and then turned his attention away immediately, things would have never been fulfilled. And I know for me that as I'm learning to walk this walk of not just talking Jesus, but living Jesus, experiencing Jesus, and not being him, but being like Jesus, oh, hallelujah, is standing on something that is beyond my own perception or yours, but standing on the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. There are promises in the word of God that we're to stand on. There are also examples in the word of God that we should stand on. But every time something comes, it gets a little hot here, a little hot there. First of all, we don't want to talk about it because we may get thrown under the bus too. I'm already under the bus. We may not want to be good, and we're going to ban you from this and that or whatever. Well, ban me. Then we just don't want to follow through. I just want to say tonight on Let's Talk Jesus, I know it's something burning in your spirit, especially our covenant partners. I know that Pastor Dwayne, Becky Jesus, Minister Michelle, Evangelist Virginia. I know those three of our covenant partners on the line. Minister Terry is on the line, and she is our news correspondent about the results of some stuff. And I tell you, I looked over everything. It's still no results. The only thing that's out there is the Chicago Police Department only because President Obama is from Chicago, believe me, and that's his home. They have now done a government investigation over brutal force or excessive force. But there are still other areas, and Minister Terry will come up with that later. But where are we at with that? Do we forget things so fast? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the monthly ribbon. I think we need to be aware every day. And if we're going to really be about our Father's business and standing on the promises that Jesus gave us, not the things that we wanted to have ourselves, but the things that he said. And remember, if you believe in him, the works that he do, you can do also. Remember, you got to pray first. That's out the way. But he also said we should be the water of life, that he was the good shepherd, eternal life, the way, the truth, the life, that we had to seek him first, ask, seek, and find. There's so many principles that we should stand on about talking about Jesus, but I'm just being honest with you. I know not for any of you that are on the team, but you know what? We really don't stand on these promises because we always go the world's way and want to get angry and want to be vindictive and want to hold grudges and not understanding that that's the enemy coming against us. Talking real talk along with Jesus tonight is that's the enemy using any kind of method he can to get us out of that place. Yes, that place that we can be real, honest, truthful, and about our Father's business and standing on his word. That's the subject tonight. What is going on that we haven't talked about? What do we need to get stay on top of? I need everybody that's a covenant to be a part of the news of the what's the word page. Help Minister Terry to share what's going on in your city, what's going on in your state, what's going on in the nation that we may miss, that we can stay aware and on these things tonight. And from this point forward, on it like never, ever before. But I'll say this, no matter what's going on, and we've said this before, It's not us who can fix it. It's the same Jesus we're talking about. Ooh, hallelujah. It's the same Jesus that we're talking about that has already fixed it. But can we have a different mindset, even in our communicating? Because you got to talk about it so other people can understand. But can we see the transformation of not only our minds, but of our communication, that people see that we're bringing the subjects up, but we're having the solution of Jesus, who is the truth, the life, and the way? Let's talk Jesus tonight. My first cue off the top, Minister Michelle, dial one, before we even got into the intro. Want to bring her in. I see Pastor Dwayne, dial one. Evangelist Virginia, don't dial one. I'm going to bring you in on my own after we get to this point. But it's really time to talk about Jesus. Minister Michelle, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to the panel. You are live. How are you, woman of God?
Awesome, awesome, man of God. God bless you. I don't even know what to say. Awesome topic. It's awesome, awesome. Can't even talk tonight. But it's
Let me tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. When we really get into these type of, when we want to keep it real, because we've talked offline, I know all of us have, right, in our own capacities, but you know, it's really kind of like, well, what do I say? Because they don't want to hear what I have to say. Well, I won't be quiet. And I know our team knows we have freedom here on the Now Network. If they shut us down, we're going to talk until they do. But we want to expose, and we want to be real to the body of Christ, because if we're going to be one body, we got to be on one accord. We got to stand on the same. Is that proper English? I know I got one of my teachers on the line. Is that proper English? No, I'm just going to keep it real. Yes. We got to be about our Father's business.
It's good enough. Yes, we do. We got to be about our Father's business. Amen, amen. Well, you know, I love the topic, because we do have to stand, and we know that, you know, that our stand is not always going to be the popular stand. It's not always going to be the politically correct stand, but it's always going to be the right stand in terms of what God is saying, because, you know, the word of God says, let God be the truth and every man be a liar. So long as we're standing on the word of God, then we're on the right side. And so we have to worry about the naysayers, if it's popular, if it's going to be accepted. You know, we may have to change our approach and not be so harsh or something like that, but as far as not delivering the truth and standing on the truth, we have to stand on the truth. I mean, in order for us to say so, we have to tell the truth. And so it's going to be a lot of times we have to stand alone. It's going to seem like you're alone because it may be against the world, but you're not alone, because we know that God is with us always, even to the end. And then we're standing together as a body of Christ and as one. And as long as we're on one accord, we know that when they were in the upper room and they were on one accord, that's when the Holy Spirit came.
Now you're talking. There you go.
Amen.
Now that's what I'm talking about. You know, that I know I'm in a new season. My season is now. Oh, glory. And they did things and we did things wrong before. But in this new season, we are in agreement.
Yes, we are. We are.
We are standing on the promises of God. And we want to pull everybody in. Nobody was left behind. Can we get a movement that nobody gets left behind? I saw a movie about that. I saw this. And people like, No, man, some people are not going to make it. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. It says God is not slack to his promises, because he desires for everyone to repent and to come to him.
All flesh should be saved. That's his desire.
I don't think he would ever, the one thing, this is the number one thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The number one thing we should be standing on is that the Bible, the Word of God, was inspired by God. See, we have to make some points to stand on. Standing,
yes, we do,
is being in position. But what are we standing on? First of all, we have to stand on that Word of God was inspired by him. So why else would he tell us that I love the world in its own form?
That's right.
Because he knew... Tell him, Minister Michelle. He knew the corruption that was going on. He knew what was happening before he sent his son. But he said, but I love the
while
world
we were yet
so
sinners.
Much.
Yes, 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 yes. While we were yet sinners. That's the best thing.
He sent for the sinners. Jesus
Amen. Yes,
even said, save the sinners, Paul.
Amen.
You know?
Praise God. So, I mean, what a compassionate God that is. I mean, it just compels me to want to love him back. It compels me to want to give my best to know that someone loved me while I was yet a sinner, while I was not perfect, while I was all jacked up, messed up. Did he still love me enough to die for me? I mean, it's so personal. I mean, I would pray that everybody feels the same way, but that's how I feel about it. It's very personal, and I just love him so much and want to give back and do my best and preach the gospel and reach the soul, reach the lost, all those wonderful things, because what kind of love is that? I can't even comprehend it, but I receive it. Amen.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that, because we can't comprehend it, but we can experience it.
Yeah,
by losing my own comprehension. Oh, glory. You
praise
hit something
God.
There. I got a sermon
praise
there.
God.
You better not preach that before me. Losing my own comprehension.
Praise God.
I know I stole that from you and didn't tell you
that's
don't preach
fine.
It. I'm just
playing. We just share.
But, you know, but just the point of that is that I have to get my mind right with God.
Right.
If I'm going to stay in covenant with him, my mind has to be right. Oh, I can act it. I can look like that on the outside. But my knowing him is exemplified through my actions.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and amen.
To anybody else?
No, it makes perfect sense. Yes, I get it. Amen. I mean, you know, basically, it's like you can talk about it, but you
got
to be about it.
You got
know,
to be about it. I didn't want to go hood. I'm trying to get a little bit more articulate. I try to go because that's the first thing I was going to say. You ain't got to just say it, talk it. You got to be it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'd be trilingual. You know, we can do the proper King's English and then we could do the people's English. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
Well, thank God for the Now Network.
Praise
Pastor
God.
Dwayne, have we gotten you fired up, man? Can we stand together? Because I'm not trying to be right.
Stand together.
I'm going to say tonight. I don't think Minister Michelle or anybody else you hear tonight, we're not trying to be right. We're trying to agree.
Definitely. That's our whole goal is to agree, not try to be right. Our goal is not to be right. Our goal is just to agree. Agree together. Let's reason together and let him be right. That's our goal. Our goal is to agree, because if we agree together, everything going to come right. You know, and she hit it on a block. No, I think that what we do is we get so caught up in the world. I was listening today. You know, I like to listen to the word as it on CD. You know, because you get a clarity out of when you listen to it. You know, and he was saying in Matthew's, like he was saying, why is we worrying? If he cares that much for the birds, how much more could he care for us? And we just worry. We just worry about this. You know, we'd be on fire. We'd be on fire for the Lord. But, you know, current situations just stop us. And so we're not effective. We're not the same as we used to be, you know, because, you know, the enemy has his way of stopping us. Why? Because, you know, your potential. And then when you get caught up in it, you know, someone comes along and say, hey, you know, what's going on, you know? And that's what gets you back to that runner, you know, because we get caught up, man. We get caught up in this world, and we know we're not of the world. We in the world, but we get caught up, man. And we let certain currents and certain situations just stumble us, you know.
Well,
but like you said,
man,
we
you
in
so,
agreement.
Somebody, you just it's touched that, somebody on that one, and you touched me because that's the goal of us standing together. We have to stand together.
Sir.
So many people are doing their own thing, and there's ministries all over this country. And I'm not throwing rocks.
Yeah.
I may touch a little toe tonight, but I'm saying standing together lets us know that no, you're not going through. Because when you go through, I go through.
I go through. Yeah.
But when I stand with you, we stand in the midst of triumph and defeat. Because there's gonna be some situations that we just cannot get over. I'm not talking about getting over from being defeated. I'm talking about getting over from being able to be effective.
Yeah.
And that's the change of mind I'm starting to see, family, is that it's not about what you do, it's how you do it.
Do it. And that's one of the main things that Jesus was trying to get the disciples to understand. Together, if you guys stay together, that's
together.
That you can accomplish a lot of things together. If y'all divided, if anytime y'all become divided, then that's when y'all on your own agenda. That's when things can't accomplish. Why? Because certain stands coming your way, you try to defeat it on your own. You're not trying to get help. You're trying to just defeat it on your own. And by trying to defeat it on your own, then you lose focus. You know, my prayer this season is that I'm praying that God will unite the body of Christ together as one forerunner. This is the beginning of a new thing. I always say my age, but you know,
I'm new now.
Yeah, I'm new now. I'm not going to see. Yeah.
Look at my birth certificate if you want to see my age. I'm new now.
Yeah.
I'm keeping up with all of them.
That's what's happening. And that's what my prayer is, man, that we can come together to unify the body of Christ, that we can all come at, you know, like do conference calls. You know, like when I did my ministry, which is I'm trying to get back into it, I had a meeting with my ministers, my deacons or whatever. I had a meeting with them. Like every Tuesday, we get together.
Now network, y'all better watch out.
And we find out, okay, what's happening in this area? What's going on in this area?
Now network, watch out.
And we helping each other out in area. That's how the body of Christ grows. That's how Paul had the church to grow. Why? Because he came together. He didn't come like he was all that. No, he came together. He said, come on, my brothers and sisters, let's come together and reasonable. Let's find out what's going on over here. What do you need help over here? What's lacking in here? What's lacking in that? And that's what my prayer is, man, that God would open up this door, this vision to where we can sit down at a 4 o'clock hour, everybody on the line. Okay, well, this is, no, we communicate. We come together. We bring it back what's going on in the community. We bring it back.
Let me change. Go ahead, sir. Let's get a comparable time on all three time zones. Let me know. We'll make up a flyer. I'll put it out there. I don't care if it's just me and you to start off. Let's get it. Let's do it. I got the number.
Let's do it.
I got one number, not an access code. I got one number, but let's make it comparable for all three time zones, especially because people on the West Coast are working. They don't get out to around 4 or 5. Traffic is bad. You know, they really try to rush to get on my 6 o'clock broadcast. So we don't want to overwhelm that. But let's find a comparable time. When? Now. I got the number.
Now.
I'll make the flyer. Let's do it. It ain't like I pray or I want it to happen. Let's start making some stuff happen. If you have the means to make it, let's make it happen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how we come together.
Listen, Michelle, you better tell them about me.
Together.
Y'all say something, and before you know it, I got it going.
Yep. You are now, man.
And I'm sitting there waiting at 5 o'clock, waiting for everybody to answer. We're talking about Jesus up in here tonight.
That's right.
Oh, my God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, see, I just can never get away from that whosoever. Because somebody out there need to know that he's talking to you.
That's it.
It's not a special group. It's not just people that go to church. It's not people that have been baptized. It's whosoever. Come on in. Talking Jesus tonight. Evangelist Virginia, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Can we stand together? I think he's looking for how many churches, woman of God?
Only one church, man of God.
Wait. How many? You didn't say 100. How many?
One. Only one church.
Just one.
My God.
Only one church.
Come on now.
One.
So that means that I got to praise just like you praise.
Yes.
That means I got to worship just like you worship.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I even got to study. I even have to study like you study.
Yes.
I even heard a buzzer on that one. Somebody dryer went off and said, oh, I would get a hallelujah in too.
Amen.
Man of God, praise like I praise him.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Love him like I love him.
Love him like I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Uh-oh,
don't make me play that.
Oh, my God.
Because I love God.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't love God?
You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know your heart, and I want to, because I know.
Yes, Lord.
Worship, but let me just go with this flow, because I know that
you
believe in the lost, and the ones that say they don't believe.
Oh, yes.
That we need to love our neighbor, even though they may be whatever GGG, TTT, PPP, whatever their title is. We must love our neighbor as we love ourselves, because if God loved the world and whosoever, those whosoever's, don't you know, I'm going to be real tonight. Don't you know some of them is gay?
All right, come on. Come
some
on.
Of them are murderers. Some of them are adulterers and womanizers and abusers and so many other things. But don't you know that's that's the group of whosoever?
Whosoever.
Somebody might not want to stand with me tonight on this one. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's the one that I hate.
Yes.
Even the person that I see and say, so disgusting.
Jesus.
How could they do that? Yes. Oh, my God. Don't you know that's the one that I'm supposed to love even more?
Love. Them
more.
My God.
Man of God,
my
God. That's what we're supposed to love. Them the one we those the one we're supposed to love. In spite of, no matter what, how they dress, what they smell like, what they look like, we must still love them.
You know, this is the Now Network, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm not dropping names just to drop names, but I've been in prayer for Bishop Eddie Long and his family for the last week. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's not about what you've done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And if I fall, I hope I have this last opportunity to call out to Jesus and say, forgive me of my sin.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because we always want to look at, and I've been hearing it all around about the brother, and I know the stories, and I know some truths that probably a lot of people don't know. I just don't publicize those. But even with sin is sin.
That's it.
Just because I sold dope and didn't use dope don't make me no different than a dope user or a dope seller.
Come on. Or if I was homosexual
or not homosexual,
Preach.
But I was living in adultery, I'm still adultery.
Yes, that's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, man of God.
And if we don't start looking at situations from that eyesight to say, because I know a lot of us, we go there.
Yeah.
I knew it. That ain't cancer. That's AIDS. I'm keeping it real tonight. I've heard it all over social media. They say, look, he been dead since October, and they brought it out now. There are so many, but does that really matter? Because my whole hope and pray is that no matter what it happened, he had a chance to repent, and he has been received into the Lord's position.
That's just what I'm saying. Amen.
Yeah.
That's talking
chance.
Jesus.
I want to repent.
Yeah.
If he got the chance to repent.
Even in the situation with Pastor Kim Burrell, let's go there. Sin is sin. But do I die by the sword? Because that means I live by the sword. A bad word to me, I want to go off on Pharrell. I want to go off on Ellen. We know how Ellen lives. We know her lifestyle. We know what the exceptions of other people. But do we love them or do we hate them? Because I'm being real tonight with everybody. Is I've seen it all
on
social media and on some people that I know pages of how angry we are. But is that what we're called to be? Because if you get angry on something you have no control over, how are you acting in your own situation that you got control over?
Oh, God.
Help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This is talking Jesus.
Talking Jesus. Let's talk Jesus.
Talking Jesus. Amen.
Talking
and y'all
Jesus.
Know I was going there tonight, but we cannot go.
That's okay.
We
go ahead.
We're on
go
the
there.
Side, and we say
go
we're going
to
do something that's never, ever been done before. We got to stand on the promises and love people until we see them come through.
Yes.
Do you have to tolerate it? No.
Yes.
Believe me, if you know me, because if you're not about my Father, I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm going to pray for you,
thank you
until you make it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach to you when you let me until you make it. But
yes,
up in here, in this house, we will serve the Lord. And that's according to
yes,
his
please.
Promises and standing.
My God.
But yes. I think he said love was the first essence of standing.
Love is the first.
Yes,
yes
it is.
Yes, it is.
It is
I think
it is
love was the first essence of when you stand.
Yes.
Love the person, hate the sin.
Come on now.
Yes.
I think we could tag team preach on love.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Here's one of my favorite questions that I ask most people. What was the first thing you learned about God? I'm talking about way back in Sunday school. God is...
That is love. For God so loved the world.
Come on, it wasn't no big old,
right?
You know, it wasn't a hard lesson.
Yes.
You left from Sunday school, you was a kid, you didn't get all the messages and the songs and people running down the aisles. You learned that God is love.
Love.
Thank you, Jesus. He is love.
Sometimes,
yes.
I think Pastor Dwayne said, this, sometimes you got to go back to the basics.
Yeah, you do.
We have to.
God is
we
this.
Have to go
God
back
is
to
that.
Base.
God is this. God is love.
Yes, he is. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for
an opportunity to talk freely.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for a team
thank
that's
you,
in agreement.
Yes, a team that's in agreement. Thank you, Jesus.
But we thank you,
thank
Jesus,
you.
Tonight that you are the water of life. I want you, somebody need
yes,
to write
Lord.
This down tonight. John 4, 13 and 14. It says, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again.
Never.
But the water that I shall give him shall be, watch this word, in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. But it comes from Jesus. See, that's something we need to stand on tonight. Number two thing I want you to write down about standing on, that he is the good shepherd. John 10:10. And 11, he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he says, I am come that they might have life and that they may have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for
the
sheep.
The sheep. Oh, that's good. Thank you.
But, you know, number three, we have to know that we stand on that it's eternal life. Not just because of me, but because he said it was for me. Watch what John 10, go on a little farther down, 27 and 30. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them.
Stranger.
And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father,
come on, man of God.
Which gave them to me, is greater than how many? All.
Oh.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, and I
like that.
And my Father are one.
One. Amen.
Next thing you got to stand on. We're talking about standing tonight. He says,
yes.
The way, the truth, and the life. John 14 and 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the way. Now, you got to know this, and I have to put this in there right now. He says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do them also. You better listen to these standing points. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Don't you know he's talking to you? You got to tell somebody that you can get to God through you, because you got to believe like I believe. You got to stand like I believe. You got to trust like I believe. You got to study like I trust. I mean, study like I study.
That's it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Know that we have to, Jesus invites us to follow.
Yes.
And follow nobody but him. Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of what? God first.
Heaven.
Every time I look around, God first. I want to look over there. God first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Righteousness.
And all these things shall be added,
added unto you. Amen.
Because now the next thing you got to stand on is these three principles: ask, seek, and find. Ooh, glory. Matthew 7:7-8. He says, ask and it shall. What's that? Yeah. A promise.
That's a promise.
It shall be given to you.
That's a promise.
Yeah, that's a promise.
And it and you shall what? Find.
Fine.
Knock and it shall be open.
Shall
I, told,
be
I,
open.
I said I was gonna preach. I'm sorry. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Why are we waiting around waiting for somebody to open something for us or find something for us? Or give something to us when you have the power in your stand.
Amen.
The power in our stand.
Thank you, Lord, for the power.
And you better stand on this right now that it's not about you, but it's about Jesus and his children. Matthew 19:14. He said, suffer little children and forbid
come
them
on.
Not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
You're preaching, man of God. Come on.
I want to touch into this because we want to know how to pray. Remember, the most important thing in Jesus is prayer. He says, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Oh, God.
And you want to tell you right now, this is the next place we got to stand. Not to gain one, but to gain the whole world.
The whole world. Oh,
not just my neighborhood, but the whole world. But we got to understand, you better start at home first.
Yes, Lord.
Stop trying to go on a crusade. Stop trying to go overseas. Stop trying to get on a boat. But you better take home first, because watch what Mark 8:34-7 says. He says, when he had called the people unto him, with the disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and what? Follow me.
Follow me.
Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Nothing.
Oh, we better stand on it. It's not just about me. It's about the whole world. And you better stand on this tonight, that he calls sinners. He ain't just calling church folks. He's calling sinners. Luke 5:31-32, he says, and Jesus answered unto them and said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And there are some sinners in the church as well as sinners in the world, and he's not making a difference. He's saying, let's get all sinners to repentance.
To repent. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And when you said you follow in your steps after Jesus. Can I get somebody to say amen if you're a follower?
Amen.
Thank you. Because number one, you need to be the light in the world, not of the world. You need to be the light in the world. Matthew 5:16. He says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Oh, yeah. You know, we know this from Mark chapter 12, that he is one. But don't you know people need to see that he's the same one to me that he is to you? That he's the same God to me that he is to you? That you have the same faith that I have that's in you? That we believe the same belief? That people can say it's not just for them, it's for everyone. Yeah. That's the purpose of being the light of the world, if you follow him. Number two, if you follow him, you must, somebody about to hang up on me right now, you must love your enemies.
Oh, Jesus.
Matthew 5:43-44. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. And pray for them.
Love them. Oh, Jesus.
But pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute
you.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I'm going to get somebody else. I got another person going to hang up. Because you got to stand on doing unto others. Matthew 7 and 12. Therefore, all things whosoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets.
The law of
the
prophets.
You mean to tell me every time somebody open a door for me, I got to open five doors for somebody else? I got to go to such another level that he didn't just die for one. I know he died for me personally. I'm gonna lose another caller right now. Yes, he died for me and my sins, but he died for the world. I can no longer hold on to just me thing. I have to get into the world mentality because that's the only reason he came.
Only reason, man of God. That's right.
Praise God.
Only reason.
Thank you, Lord.
And finally,
oh,
no, if you're going to follow him, finally, you got to stand on this. You got to be a servant to others. Mark 10 and 45, he says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Thank you.
Are these principles? These are principles.
Yes, they are.
Of how I'm walking, how I am serving, and how my obedience is better than my sacrifice because I am searching the word to find principles. Now, I wasn't really preaching a sermon. I was really sharing one of my principles of walking like Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Walking like him. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And then talking like Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And then ultimately being like Jesus. That next level. Are you there? You ready? You ready? I see you. I see you on the side. Oh, yes, I do. I see you. You see me from the left? I see you from the right.
Yeah. Amen.
You see me from the left? Because I see you from, left, right, right, left. I see you. We're on one accord.
You.
And are we standing on these promises together? Oh, the Holy Spirit and the anointing is flowing. But you know we're standing together right now?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, man of God. We are, oh, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We are standing together. The
Come
Bible
on now.
Said it,
Come on now.
Say, Father, stand. And when we just did all we could do, still
glory.
Stand.
Jesus.
Stand. When you done did all you could do, just stand.
Whew.
When we done did all we could do, let's stand.
Yes,
let's
Lord.
Stand together. Let's
Thank
agree
you, Jesus.
Together.
I agree.
Let's be one together.
I'm one.
Stand.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
And when you done did all you could do, we could just stand.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Stand.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
stand.
Lord.
Stand, Lord, standing on your promises.
Stand, and what we done did all we could do, just stand.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to stand on the word of God.
Yes.
We're going to do what the word of God say do.
Yes,
we're going to preach the word of God.
Yes.
Stand.
Stand. Yes, Lord. Yes,
stand.
Lord.
Stand. Let's stand tonight, y'all.
Yes.
Let's stand together as one, unified. Come together in unity. We're a
unity,
unified
Lord.
Body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Let's
yes,
stand
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In
we
the name
stand.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to stand, man of God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
we gonna
standing.
Stand, y'all. Let's
yes.
stand.
Yes, Evangelist. We're standing.
Let's stand. Stand.
Hallelujah.
Stand. Come on and let's stand. Let's stand. You talking about let's shout Jesus?
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Stand. He says, stand there for with your belt of truth around your waist and the rest of your garment in place. Stand, stand with the belt of truth around your waist and the rest of your armor in place. We
yes,
don't
Lord.
Stand.
Yes, Lord.
Because we got on the belt of truth. We got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word
yes,
of
Lord.
God. Let's stand. We got the helmet of salvation. We got
yes.
the shield of faith
yes, Lord.
That cover our vital organs. We got the shoes shod
yes.
with the preparation of the gospel of
Come
peace.
On. Hey.
I'm not talking about the shoes you have on now. I'm talking
My
about
God.
The
gospel
shoes. The shoes that cover our feet. When
yes,
we're
Lord.
Ready to go out and make disciples, you got to be covered. Your shoes. It's shod, Jesus. Shod. Look at that word, shod. Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That word shod means to have your feet covered. Covered with the gospel of peace.
Yes, Lord.
Be ready to take this word to the street and make disciples, but you must be ready with your shoes. Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stand, y'all. Stand, somebody. Let's stand tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand. Oh, Jesus. Stand. Oh, Jesus. Stand. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Stand, Lord
we stand.
Stand, Lord Jesus.
Stand.
Stand,
oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Stand,
yes, Lord. In
oh,
the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
we will stand,
stand,
Lord.
Lord Jesus. Stand, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. Stand. Stand.
When you got no requirement, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? When you're all alone,
somebody else.
Tell me, what do you give when you give it? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through, just after you've done all you can, you just be yourself. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain, filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your own? Bye. after you've done all you can.
You have no more power.
After you've done all you can. After you've gone through the hurdles. After you've gone through the pain. Oh, my. After you've gone through the storm. Hallelujah. After you've gone through the rain.
See, the power of agreement is powerful. I know right now that the move of God is all across this nation. I know from the east, the west, the north, to the south, not because of geographical positions or states or county lines, but by the uncompromisable spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we stand together.
Stand together. Yes, Lord.
We pray together.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We believe together. We study together. We love together. That we're children of Jesus Christ together.
Yes, we are, Jesus.
We push that movement. Oh, glory. We ain't starting something new, but we push that movement of one accord.
Yes, Lord.
The family of one, the church of one. But it starts with me, because the change I want to see first begins in me. I got to stop waiting for you to get me right. I got to get me right. I got to stop waiting for somebody else to pull me in. I got to pull myself in. I got to stop waiting for somebody else to forgive me. I got to forgive myself. I got to. I can do all things through Jesus Christ when I stand.
Yes, we can.
I need you. I need you. I need you.
We need each other.
And I wasn't going to be boastful, but you need me. Because there's some things I have for you that only I can give you, and there's some things you have for me that you can only provide to me, and there's some other things for somebody else out there. I was talking with a friend of mine today. I'm not going to throw that person under the bus, but you know, everything that comes your way is not for you. But you have to be conscious enough to say, wait a minute, who's worthy of this blessing, this favor, this grace that has just been put in your lap? You'd be like, I can't do nothing with that. But most of us will say, oh, it'll be a time for me later. No. God blesses us to bless somebody else when we stand.
Stand with Jesus.
But don't just give it away frivolously. Know by prayer and supplication that God gave it to you for a purpose.
Yes, he did.
To make that one phone call, and don't compromise and say, well, maybe this is for you. I know this got your name on it. Walk in favor. Mm-hmm.
Walk in it.
That's
amen.
Oneness,
yes,
sir. And I know it's a voice in somebody's head tonight as we're talking about Jesus. Say, what's in it for you? Nothing. Nothing at all. And I tell you, when you realize that and you receive that, the joy of the Lord will be all over you.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
And then you'll get
addicted. The Lord will see to it that you are blessed. Yes.
Preach now, somebody. Yes, you will get addicted to want to help somebody else.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you will. Where your blessings come from. Amen.
Amen.
See you smile.
Amen.
Makes me smile.
Yes.
See you praise. Makes me want to praise.
Yes, Lord.
See you preach. Y'all know it. Oh, I'm going to preach.
Praise God.
Oh, my God. Because we're talking about Jesus, and it's about standing. Standing. I mean, really standing. It's a lot going on. We can all testify to that.
Yes, it is.
There's so many things that can distract us. So many petitions and so many boycotts and so much stuff that's going on. But don't you know the enemy is here to rob, kill, and destroy your attention?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's another principle. I didn't even add it into that lesson there. But standing on the same focus.
Oh, glory. Glory.
Stay focused. Stay focused. Oh, no. I got to keep you with me. Stay focused. Wake up. Don't go to sleep.
Yes.
Not nap time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless everybody. We I didn't open the lines, but we're going to give you an opportunity. Come on in. I see Minister Terry is ready right now. I'm going to bring her in right now. But if you have a question, comment, want to get involved into this discussion tonight, the Lord is moving. Or you may need prayer. You may not even know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior. You're like, man, everything they're saying is so great, but I don't know that. Well, I have a starter kit for you. Let me get it in your hands. Dial one. We'll get you involved in this conversation. Minister Terry, let's talk Jesus, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, family. Let's talk Jesus. I mean, you guys have been putting it down. I say stand and stand firm. I think it was taking me to 1 Corinthians 15:58. He tells us, dear brothers and sisters, be firm. Do not be moved. Always be understanding in your work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Oh, my gosh. You know, I had a young guy tell me. He told me he's a believer, but then he has this young guy that he's telling them he's so religious. I said, well, you know, I'm not religious. I live in the spirit, you know.
My
so
God.
We have to stand firm on the word of God, and we have to love others and not judge because they're not believers. Once they start believing, they'll be a believer, but we can't judge them till, because we started, like Minister Michelle said, we were sinners too. But, you know, we cannot judge. So,
don't make us all taste on something on that one. Taste that.
Yeah.
You got to taste it. Because, you know, the confirmation of that is that, don't you know that 38% of the people that don't believe in God is because somebody didn't let them know God. They gave them this certain standard or this certain quota. Man covenant that they never could reach up to. And people are sick and tired of being judged and condemned. So they went to something that was accepting but still wasn't of love. Talking about Jesus letting the world know that whosoever believes on the love of God and on the promises of God, that God's will shall be done.
Amen. Amen, family.
Amen.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. And family, I heard you mention some of the stats that's going on, and we know it's going on. We have so much work to do, because just looking at the stats of what went on in 2016, our homicides, I'm telling you, all over the map. And we know the areas of the high crime. I don't have to go over the list, but we know the major cities where it's hitting. So we have work to do, because if some of these youngsters are taking each other's lives, and they don't know. They don't know God, and they don't know God is love, and they don't know they should love one another. So we have to continue to just share that with them, because I know working with Best Buy with some of these youngsters, I was able to speak with them on God, you know, on Jesus Christ, and explain to him that he loves them. And I tell you, one young man, he just brought his Bible the weekend, and he talked to me about some intimate things. And I told him, you know, you have to trust and believe in God. And I said, he can change your life. He can change your circumstances, and he gives you that wisdom. And he took me to some scriptures that he's been reading. So I praise God, because I said, oh, glory to God, because, you know, we have to just keep working with them, because the youth, those are the ones that are doing things that they, you know, they don't know better. We don't do better because we don't know better. So I just pray that we continue to do Pastor E and the Now Network, all you family, we continue to reach out for our youth and let them know that they are loved. They are loved despite their circumstances at home, despite what people say. They'll never amount to nothing. God loves them unconditionally. So I love you all, and I appreciate you all stand firm.
Love
you,
Ms. Carrie. No, we stand together. I'm standing with you.
Sister.
Okay. No. I'm standing with you, Minister Terry. No.
Yeah.
No,
yes.
That's just
Amen.
The way. That's the
I'm
call.
Standing
we
in.
We stand
in.
Together.
Yes. Praise God.
Yeah, we're standing
Ooh,
together.
Hallelujah.
You know something I also tell people all the time? They call me after when they're in the hospital. Pray for me. I'm like, I hang up in their face. Why you didn't call me before you got sick? Why you didn't tell me when you start feeling? Let's pray together. Let's be proactive. And don't get me wrong, I still go
yes.
to the hospital and I still pray. But we always pray. We always call after instead
go
of being
ahead.
Ready
That's
in the beginning.
Yes.
Saying, I know who to call.
Good point.
Oh, no. The person that's in agreement.
Amen.
Amen. We're gonna,
Amen.
We don't have any other callers that have acknowledged. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down the line. Evangelist Virginia, 2 minutes closing. Pastor Dwayne, 2 minutes closing. Minister Michelle, 2 minutes closing. And then we're going to get out of here. God bless everybody. Let's Talk Jesus has been phenomenal.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, Jesus.
Evangelist Virginia.
For Let's Talk Jesus. Let's Talk Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Let's Talk Jesus have been phenomenal. And Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for the Now Network. I thank you for those who are connected to this Now Network in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that we stand, and when we done did all we can do, we're going to still stand in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just thank
Pastor
the Lord White. On. I just thank the Lord on every second that he gives me a moment to get myself together. I don't have it all together, but I know he got it all together. I thank him for giving me an opportunity to give myself a look in the mirror and see my faults. Where looking at my faults so I don't take it out on nobody else. And we talking Jesus, he's able to forgive us of all our sins. It's no hidden sins that we can have from him. We know all sin. So why don't we just come to him bold and let him just take away our sin so we can be righteous in his eyesight. I thank the Lord on that today. And I thank you guys for talking about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we do. Minister Michelle.
I just want to say be encouraged on tonight and always know that no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter who's standing for what or whatever's happening, know that God is still on the throne. He reigns forever and ever. And as long as we're standing on his promises and on his word, then we are on the right side, which is God's side. In Psalms 119:89-91 says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your law endure this day, for all things serve you. Amen.
And I stand in total agreement. But my final call is, if I do better, what will you do? Do better on your own. Let's start working this thing. It is time for all of us. I cannot overemphasize this, that we individually go to a level that we've never went before. I know that these communications help, these teachings help, but it's up to you. It's time for us individually to go somewhere we've never been before. Stop riding on somebody else's coattail. Stop following somebody else's word. Get your own coattail. Get your own word. And hold yourself accountable to do better. This is your season right now. This is your season.
Now.
You're the preacher. Somebody called me today and said, we need to pray for this person. I hung up and I sent the message. You're the minister. Pray. You're the teacher. Preach. You're the preacher.
Yes.
Preach. He's calling all of us to another level. And I encourage everyone. This is not a scold. This is an encouragement.
Yes. Thank
enough
you.
Is enough. Do what you know
yes,
is in your heart to do. Find the passion that you have in God and do better. Hashtag, I will do better now. And y'all know the definition now. That means I'll do now that fast. Every 0 to 5 seconds, I'm doing better because I won't be the same like I used to be. I won't do the things I used to do. I won't talk like I used to talk. I'm not even going to have the same thoughts I used to have. I will do better now, because the change I want to see first begins in me.
Thank you.
Amen. Love you guys.
Amen.
You are loved. You are appreciated. You are honored, but you're most importantly made beautifully by God. God bless you guys. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Hold up. A little intro. Tomorrow night is our third Tuesday of the month. That is Pastor Dwayne in Man on the Move, in accordance with Man Up the Movement from Wisconsin, will be on board tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about unity things and some brotherhood things, and I know he has a word for us. Also, Thursday night, Women Speak Now. We're definitely going to have a guest speaker. Don't know exactly the one who will show up, but we're going to be about a movement that's happening here in the Compton area that we're connecting with and we're covenanting with here with the Now Network, Women Speak Now, Minister Michelle, and the city of Compton to help young ladies, to mentor them. You don't have to be here. We need people to sow seeds into these young ladies. We need to get there are going to be some needs for them financially also, and getting them some hygienal things and stuff like that. We'll talk to you later. But we want you guys to be in prayer with us in the collaboration. Sylvia Nuns Angels here in Compton, California. Women Speak Now, Minister Michelle, Pastor E, Provoke to Purpose Ministries. We'll be showing you some info on that stuff. And we want you guys, I had to stop because I had to announce that, because we need your support. And the young ladies of Compton need your support as mentorist. Oh, got me a new name out there. Or as just someone who wants to give back to the community. We'll get that information out to you too. So as I said, Pastor Dwayne tomorrow night on Man on the Move, along with Man Up the Movement. And then Thursday night, Women Speak Now with Minister Michelle, myself, and also one of Compton's finest. We'll let you know that later. God bless you, family.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.